1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. President Biden asked about his weekend phone call with Pope Francis about Israel and Gaza. The president saying the Pope gave his full support on the U.S. response.
The Pope and I are on the same page. He was very, very interested in what we were doing to deal with some of the crises that we're facing, particularly in Israel.
White House today indicating there's no interest in the U.S. in any deal to get a ceasefire in return for Hamas releasing hostages. Pennsylvania Congressman Dan Mooser dropping out of the race for Speaker of the House. That leaves eight fellow Republicans trying to win the party's nomination. House Republicans holding a candidate forum behind closed doors. Representative Chip Roy of Texas telling reporters he's backing Byron Donalds of Florida.
I didn't sign the pledge thing that was going around. I think we need to focus on making sure someone's going to lead this party in the right direction.
This is ABC News. There's another big merger among oil companies.
Less than 2 weeks after ExxonMobil announced it would be acquiring Pioneer Natural Resources for $60 billion, Chevron says it's buying Hess to the tune of $53 billion. The deal includes shale properties in North Dakota and an oil field in Guyana. The move comes as crude oil prices are up 9% this year, leading to oil companies that are flush with cash, windfall profits allowing them to snatch up smaller competitors. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Energy Department data shows the average price of regular unleaded gas is now $3.53 a gallon across the nation. That's down 24 cents from this time last year. American Academy of Pediatrics warning that sound machines meant to help young children get to sleep can damage hearing. Pediatric Academy says parents can still use the devices, but urge caution with the volume settings on those machines. Andy Field, ABC News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The man accused of going to the Wisconsin State Capitol with a firearm twice says he had no intention of hurting anyone and simply wanted to talk to Governor Tony Evers. 43-year-old Joshua Pleasnik was arrested twice on October 4th, returning to the Capitol after posting bail with a semi-automatic assault rifle and baton in his backpack. He reportedly wanted to speak with Governor Evers about why he believed men aren't taken seriously when seeking protection orders against women and thought it was legal to carry the firearms in a public building. Along with Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has announced the state has been designated as a regional technology hub. The designation will allow Wisconsin to compete for up to $75 million in federal funding under the CHIPS and Science Act. In a press release, Governor Evers praised the biohealth industry, saying, quote, "As this sector continues to grow, it will mean more high-paying jobs and economic growth for our state."
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Electricity markets without any further climate policies.
Anything we can do without having to do any more work, any more policies, is probably a very good thing. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com.
Are you tired of think tank approved corporate news and commentary? Are you tired of CEOs telling you what to think, who to hate, and who to vote for? Well, welcome to the Rick Smith Show. We don't take orders from some boardroom, and we don't do focus groups or talking points. We don't work for them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at thericksmithshow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here today on the big program. Lots to get to, lots to talk about. What a fun day. Day 20 without a speaker. We're going to hit the three-week mark tomorrow, which I guess tomorrow there might be something. They may come back to work. I guess there was some kind of a meeting. I don't know. Literally, at this point, I've stopped following what the House Republicans are doing because it's really, really chaotic. And speaking of really, really chaotic, did you happen to see Donald Trump? Did you happen to see his little spiel in New Hampshire? Did you happen to see him going on and on in what is probably one of the more incoherent speeches he's given? And I know everyone loves to go, you know, Sleepy Joe or Joe Biden stumbles over words and all this. I really think, got to be honest, I think Donald Trump has completely lost his mind. But you judge. I guess he's got a question. He's got a question for every American. Listen to this. Listen to this spiel.
This is on our business. Why are you doing that? He said, Macron, nice guy. You know, look, he's for France. I'm for us.
Here it comes.
You know how you spell us, right? You spell us, U.S. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that? I just picked that up. A couple of days I'm reading and it said us. And I said, you know, if you think about it, us equals U.S. Isn't that? Now, if we say something genius, they'll never say it. You know, we get 25, 30, 40, 50, 80,000, 100,000 people to speeches. They've never said Trump's a great speaker. Never said. I've never heard it. I said to my people, do you think they'll ever acknowledge I must be doing okay? Except I'm a very handsome person, so I guess a lot of you want to sit. They want to sit and look at me because I'm saying, like a beauty pageant.
I mean, oh, man. It's because I'm such a beautiful person. No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. No one's ever thought of U.S. and us. No one's ever thought of that except everybody in the room. everybody who's going to see this, everyone, literally everyone thought of that. And look, the spiel was crazy on a whole bunch of levels. And again, it's just another one of these moments where Trump gets a pass, a total pass on his craziness, because he's always been this kind of, you know, off on the fringe, off on the deep end. And no one, what it is there isn't a big enough media on the left to really be able to hold him to anything. And they know this. They know they can basically say whatever they want, and no one's going to hold them accountable, not even the people in the audience, because they're going to go on whatever trip that Trump wants to go on. And you know, over the years, we've watched Trump say some really, really stupid things. For instance, I have lots of conversation with my union friends. They really believe Donald Trump's a pro-union guy, even though he has said that he's for right to work, because right to work is right. He's screwed over, you know, numerous contractors over the years, union contractors over the years. He's just no friend of the working person, quite frankly. And it's pretty simple. He is no friend of the working person. But, you know, back, you know, you may remember this spiel. I guess it's been almost a month ago. He went on this song and dance about the UAW. And now I've been meaning to get to this, and I gotta play it. So here's Trump's position on the
Macron
on the other side of this. And look, as I've said, what's really quite remarkable to me is my union brothers and sisters will listen to this and not have a problem with what he's got to say here. So listen to the Donald here.
And I'm telling you, you shouldn't pay those dues. You should not pay your dues, because they're selling you to hell. You're going to be going to hell. You're not going to have any jobs. All those cars are going to be made in China, every one of them. You can forget it, Michigan. You can forget it, South Carolina. You can forget it, everybody. All of those cars are going to be made in China.
In China. China. Now, basically what he's telling the UAW members is, you take what you get, don't throw a fit. You take what the benevolent corporation gives you and be grateful. And again, this is not surprising from someone of that ilk, not surprising from someone who hobnobs around with CEOs, not surprising at all. And as I've been saying, this is the Republican Party being the Republican Party. Trump is the head of the Republican Party. Look at the numbers. And the thing that's amazing to me is, look, I don't think there's any way that they stop him from being the nominee. The numbers coming out of New Hampshire are just crazy. I was just reading a thing that says, you know, as soon as Trump pays the $1,000 fee to get into the primary, it's over for everybody else. Because his campaign machine basically dwarfs everybody else combined. And the numbers are what they are. I mean, right now, he's leading, according to the latest USA Today Suffolk University poll. He's up 58%. He's got 58%. DeSantis is the closest with 12. Nikki Haley the closest after that with 11. Nobody else gets over 3. So even with 91 indictments, even with all of the people who are flipping, even with all of this, even with the, if you saw